show. It is often said that you cannot understand the present unless you understand the past. And you can extend that into the future by understanding the present. Well, the man that has given so much to the world over decades, 50 years plus, the man who understands a great deal about what makes this planet really tick, what kind of energies are involved, all of it. And unfortunately, the majority of it is quite obviously evil right now. Quite obviously. And his name, of course, is Jordan Maxwell. And Jordan is back with us to spend an hour right now. Hello, Jordan. Welcome back.
Hello, Jeffrey. Nice to be with you again.
Did you ever even toy with the idea that a massive upheaval and overthrow of the status quo could have happened as fast and as quickly as it has? And now, with the vaccine, we have the mechanism, literally, to make the Georgia Guidestones come true.
Yeah.
This is phenomenal.
I have never understood why we humans are so surprised at the lies that have come out of our society, especially in relation to religion. The religious lies are the most profound and the very foundation for what we are experiencing today. We are told that Moses, we are given statues of Moses. He was the lawgiver, and he's supposed to represent the law. And then you come to find out there was no Moses. He never existed. Moses was a leader of a lunar cult. He was a namesake for a lunar cult. And therefore, this is why I think that we are finally experiencing what the universe has wanted us to know for a long time, that the whole world, including our theology, is based on lies, which are not true. It's about time we finally wake up and understand that what we're experiencing in America is part of the human society and the part of the human situation on the earth, because we are always happy to begin to believe a lie. And what a web we weave when first we begin to deceive. And it's really quite a story.
How is it that we ended up being we are the domain of an evil intelligence,
empire,
consciousness, off planet, on planet, both? It's either connected. This tragic reality we're going through now was planned long ago. This is just, unfortunately, and I don't like saying this, we were born, what is the song? Born under a bad sky or something. This is a bad place.
Bad moon rising.
That's it. Yeah. We're in trouble here.
Bad moon rising. Yeah, I know. We're in very big trouble because we've got to go all the way back to the very beginning where we took the wrong road and we begin to believe all the lies that were promoted for us.
Mm-hmm.
And was guiding us into the mess we're in today.
Right.
We're told that Moses was a great lawgiver and that he represented the Lord God. And then you come to find out the Lord God is not who you thought it was. And Moses was never here to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of our belief systems in America are based on lies and deception. And this is why we're in the trouble we're in today, because it's part of what we are experiencing now, and is finally coming toward, you know, it's coming on us. And what we have to do is just accept it, because it's part of the life that we have to live. We have to know that the Roman Empire lied to the people of Rome, and we have a New York, which has the Empire State, which is the Roman Empire in America, And so America is the new Roman Empire, and like Rome, the people of Rome were lied to, and therefore the people of America are lied to. And it's nothing new. It's been going on for thousands and thousands of years. And we're told today that Moses was a leader of a moon cult. And it's just a namesake.
Right. You know what's weird, Jordan? The lies that have been the hallmark of organized and supposedly orderly civilizations that we have record of, they've all been lies and liars. And now do we have? That has manifested itself down to the common man and woman. And I'm not saying all of you wonderful people out there fall into this category, but an awful lot of people do. They are now living the lifestyle of lies that their leaders have been browbeating them with for a long time. The culture of the lie. When people lie now. When we were kids, we were taught, and some of you younger people may not know this, but we were taught not to lie, that lying was a sin. We weren't necessarily religious, but it was a bad thing to do. Now, because everyone sees and has been seeing for several decades that the government lies, that entertainers lie, that we lie. So everybody's lying now. Why shouldn't I lie? Because I'm going to be lied to. That's the baseline rudimentary justification of it. So we live in a culture predicated upon the lie, and also a culture where no one is accountable for anything. They're victims. It's a victim lying culture. I'm sorry to say it, but I think the majority of people might very well fall into that category.
And I totally agree with you. We have become a civilization based on lies and treachery. And everything is not what it seems. And I've been saying that for so long. Nothing in this world is what you think it is. It's a lot bigger and a lot worse off than you actually think it is. And we are now at the final part of civilization. We have been told to go home, put your mask on, keep your mouth shut, stay 6 foot apart from any other human, and we hope you die. Because if you don't go to work, you're not going to have any money to pay your bills, and therefore you will just simply die, and we can't wait. So thank you, and goodbye, and good luck. So that's what we are today.
The people Jordan's talking about, the so-called Illuminati, and their off-planet cohorts, and believe me, I firmly have no doubt that there's an off-planet involvement here. But this is a truly psychopathic mentality we're seeing. They, the controlling elite, the Illuminati, the globalists, they don't give a damn, not a rat's tail, about human life. That's the hardest part for good humans to understand. We value the sanctity of life. They laugh at it.
You're exactly correct. Yeah. As a matter of fact, they live off of us. And we have to die for them to live off of us.
Demonic, satanic parasites. And we are their primary food. So that's the way it is. That doesn't mean we should all give up and quit. No, we have to somehow recapture at least as much of the morals and the fabric of a society that we had. We've got to try and hold on to that.
I would suggest that that's exactly correct. You have to hold on to the teachings of the past because it got us that far. We have to hold on to this idea that you don't lie to people, you don't use other people, and you don't take advantage of other people's misunderstandings.
You don't abuse other people. It's just all about abuse. What can I get out of this person or those people? I don't care. I'll abuse them any way I need to get what I want. That's the bottom line of the motive that a lot of people, unfortunately, predicate their lives on. They don't care.
That's exactly correct, yes. And I know all about that myself. So I have seen it happen where people will lie and to promote themselves, and then they will take other people's money. They will cheat you and then
look you
take
right
your
in the
money.
Eye. Yeah.
And then pay other people to go out onto the world on radio, and you pay them with the money you've stolen. You pay them to talk about how great and wonderful you are. And it's incredible.
Yeah.
And so I'm just amazed, because if you go to the Sistine Chapel, which I have been there in Italy, you go to the Vatican in the Sistine Chapel, and on the ceiling you will see where Michelangelo painted the picture of God. And God has his pants pulled down and showing his butt. And this is why I say that you have to understand who Moses was. He was the leader of a moon cult. So that today, when you see young people driving by in a car and they stick their butt out the window with their pants pulled down, they say they're mooning you. Yes, because the moon god was Yahweh. Yahweh was a moon god, and that's why he was showing his butt on the Sistine Chapel. He was mooning everybody that comes into the Sistine Chapel. He's mooning you.
He was mocking everyone. How interesting.
He's mocking everybody. It's right there on the Sistine Chapel ceiling.
Yeah, it's right there, all right.
And so he's showing that he's mooning you. Why? Because he was a moon god. The Arabs in the area of ancient Israel, the Arabs, they call him, they have a name for their god. And it's the same God that the Jews worship. And this is why they are always complaining that Jews are promoting their God, but the Arabic interpretation of their God is Allah. And Allah is Yahweh. Yahweh is the Hebrew God.
Oh, I see.
And Allah is the Arabic spelling of a Hebrew word, Allah. Yahweh. And so he was a moon god. He went around mooning people. And then we're told that Moses went to heaven and went up into the mountains to see God. Mm-hmm. And he saw God in a burning bush. And for God's sakes, the burning bush was a female vagina, the burning bush. If you look on the web under image, mm-hmm. look up the burning bush. It will show you a woman sitting with her legs wide open. And this is what Moses saw when he went up into the mountain to talk to God, was a burning bush. And I'm just amazed at how incredible crafty the religious world is. And it's got people believing things which have no basis in fact whatsoever. As a matter of fact, the very basis for world religion are basically two things, sex and the sun. Because the sun involves human sex. The sun causes us to reproduce. And therefore, there's a big reproduction going on between the sun and human sexuality, because it gives us the energy for sex. And it's an incredible, like I have said so many times, it's just incredible how much lies we have bought into. So many things that we have believed to be true are just not true. There was no Moses. There was no Abraham. They are called Abrahamic religion. Judaism, Islam, and Christianity are Abrahamic religions. How in the world could you have an Abrahamic religion when there was no such a thing as Abraham? He never existed. There's a priesthood in India on which all of this is based on, called Brahmins. And if you put an A in front of Brahmin, it becomes a Brahmin. Not Abraham.
Abraham.
A Brahmin.
Oh, I got it.
And so that's
so many secrets right in plain sight.
Right in front of you. And so Abraham had a wife, we are told. Her name was Sarah. No, it was Saraswati. Saraswati is a river in Africa. Saraswati. And so Moses was a lawgiver for the moon god. And therefore, there was India. If you go to India and the area where the Brahmin priests are prevalent, you will find that there was a river, used to be a river there called Saraswati. And Saraswati was a river goddess. And the Brahmins still today keep Saraswati holy. And so today you have a Brahmin and Saraswati. If you just go back and look at the religions of the world, they're all based on sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Nothing holy about none of it. Period.
Oh.
Nothing holy.
And so Go ahead.
I was going to say, and then we're told that in Israel, ancient Israel, there's another lie. There actually, in fact, was no ancient Israel, period. All of Israel today is confronted by authors, professors, and professional writers who are writing about the subject of there was no ancient Israel at all, period. So you can't talk about what happened in ancient Israel because there was no ancient Israel at all. There was no King Solomon. There was no King David. If you go back to the most ancient Bibles in English, way before the King James Bible, and you look up the scriptures that talk about King David, and if you look up in those old Bibles, the old original Bibles, you will find that King David in that scriptures in the old Bible says King Druid, not King David, D-A-V-I-D, is D-R-U-I-D, King Druid. Then you find out the Druids were what we call the Jewish people. They were Druids. And so we've been lied to again there. And therefore in the Druid religion you have the idea that God requires a sacrifice. And so that's why Jesus is called God's son. Because in Europe, they speak a Germanic language. And in German, the son in Anglo-Saxon English is S-U-N. But in German, the Germanic language is S-O-N. And so therefore, Jesus is God's son. And so all you're doing is just worshiping the sun, the S-U-N. Why? Because you're going to church on Sunday. It's an incredible story when you start breaking down the languages of religion and the concepts of where they came from and what they're really doing with us today. It's just a shameful, shameful story of disgrace and lies and manipulation of our thinking.
And underlying a lot of it, Jordan, is rank pedophilia. Wherever you look, pedophilia. It's amazing. Let me ask you this question. How evil is, and always has been, the Catholic Church with its endless supply of little altar boys?
That is correct. Why do you think they call them altar boys? Because the young boys are being put on the altar for sacrifice. They're called altar boys. and they are being sacrificed on the altar to the god Yahweh, Allah, the moon god. And so it's just unbelievable that we today, humans, are appalled at the lies and deception, never realizing everything in the religious world that you have ever read was a lie. It was not true. There was no Yahweh. There was no Allah.
Right.
And if you go back to the Jewish encyclopedia, you will find that the Hebrew name for God is not to be spoken. You're not supposed to use that word. But they do give you in the Encyclopedia of Judaica, they give you a name that refers to the Jewish God, and that is all right to use, they say. But you're not supposed to use the name of God itself, because that's using it, and you are not a priest of Judaism, so therefore you're using it, you're not using it directly.
Right.
And so therefore we find out that the word for God is tetragrammaton. Tetragrammaton.
Aton. Got it.
Yeah, aton. Tetragrammaton. The aton was a sun god of Egypt. Again, I say we're worshiping the sun. S-U-N, or S-O-N in Germanic language. And this is why we're all screwed up in our heads thinking that Jesus is God's son. No, it's S-U-N in Anglo-Saxon English, not S-O-N in German. And so I'm just saying that once you finally get it right in your head what religion is and what it has done to the human race, get you to believe that you're going to die and go to hell, and then you're going to die in hell, that is another lie. And we have been lied to the day we came into this world. Everything we have been told about religion was not true. And it's not true today, and it makes it not true forever. And so, I mean, I've got
so many
examples.
Yeah, we need to keep, I think, in mind this, how do I phrase this? Let's just start with the golden rule, all right? Now, that should be at the foundation of any good theology. It's very simple.
Yeah.
Right, that's correct. Now, that's one of the things that gives the Bible credibility.
That's
one of
right.
the simple,
it's
this is a massive rule of living, life, behavior, beyond morality. This is the way we should be, but we're not that way.
No.
See, that's the big conflict. We're just not.
Well, that's what we were told. The devil is a great deceiver. As a matter of fact, he's so damn good, he's even deceived us into believing that God is a wonderful God up on the holy mountain, and never realizing God's on the holy mountain showing his butt. And so therefore he's mooning us.
Okay, now I've got, people are sending me pictures of the Sistine Chapel roof, and they're saying, where is the moon art? Where's the moon shot? I've got to look.
It's not a moonshot. It's a god bending over, showing his butt.
A god, not the god.
A god.
Okay. That Sistine Chapel is damn near X-rated when you look at it. And I'm wondering if back in the day when it was painted, if this guy was considered to be rather lurid, or was that just the common nomenclature of civilization then? Depravity?
I have myself seen pictures painted by Leonardo da Vinci that were pornographic and child porn, where he had young children naked in front of a male And I've seen these pictures myself. So he was obviously a pornographic artist.
Mm-hmm.
But he kept it quiet, and therefore he stayed out of the picture for a long time. But I think there are people in the world who know that Leonardo da Vinci was a pedophile. And I think that is very germane to what we're talking about how much we have been lied to and deceived into believing things which are not true. If you really want to open up your mind to the world of the lies and deception, it's going to really blow your mind, so to speak, when you find out all of the religious things that you have been told about ancient Israel are not true. None of those stories were actually true. There was, in fact, no such a thing as ancient Israel. But the Catholic Church needed to have a story which seemed to be true, on which they could base their existence today. And this is why we have this story of ancient Israel and King Solomon and King David and all of these wonderful, godly-fearing, wonderful people in the great kingdom of God. When most people do not realize the kingdom of God is the zodiac. It's made up of 12 signs in the heavens. And this is what the swastika, when you look at the swastika, it's the sun moving across the sky in steps. And so this is why we have 12-step programs. We have a 12-step program for alcoholics. We got a 12-step program for us in our educational system.
Mm-hmm.
We
mm-hmm.
go into the first grade, we end up in the 12th grade. It's a 12-step program. And so once you begin to see the whole religious empire that has been built up on the earth, you will begin to see why we are now having to live through all the lies of politicians. Because they know that we will believe anything. You can tell a human anything and they'll believe it. And so this is why today we're in the mess we're in today, because we've been buying lies for so long, and finally it becomes evident that mm-hmm. we've been buying the lies of the church.
I had another story yesterday. An altar boy talked about, this is in the Vatican, one of the priests tried to take advantage of him in the bathroom. This goes on all the time. It's institutionalized pedophilia. It's the religion. It's the true religion of pedophilia, although it's hidden away behind the words of wisdom and guidance that the church puts out to help inspire people to live a better life. But it's a cover. It's a cover for institutionalized pedophilia that goes back, what, a couple thousand years practically, at least in the Catholic Church.
I would say 5,500 years. I'd say it's almost 6,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I mean, looking at Michelangelo's... Go ahead.
I don't know if you know this or not. But there's a writer in the world, a French guy. What was his name? From France. He's written so many books on UFOs and alien contact. I can't remember his name.
Yeah. Okay. I know what you mean. I'll figure it out.
He wrote a book many years ago called something to do with the wonders in the sky.
Jacques Vallée.
One of the first. Jacques Vallée, yes. And Jacques Vallée wrote a book talking about wonders in the sky. And he wrote about one of the wonders that was very important at that time. And he said that Pharaoh in Egypt was walking along the Nile one day by himself. And he looked up and there was a silver disc over his head. This story is remembered on a wall on one of the great temples in Egypt today. It's written on the wall of the temples of Egypt that Pharaoh was walking along the Nile by himself, and he looked up and saw the circular metal object above his head. And whoever was in this metal object talked to Pharaoh, and he could hear them in his head. They telepathically talked to Pharaoh, the story goes, and that Pharaoh was told to go back, turn around, and go back to Cairo. And because you are a Pharaoh, you start a new religion. It's called the religion of the round circular. And so he went back to the main city and founded this new religion called the religion of the circle.
Uh-huh.
And so and they told him, they went on to tell the Pharaoh that his religion would be called the religion of Akhenaten. Akhenaten will be the new world order religion of the earth. And that they and the silver disc would make sure that his symbol would permeate the whole world. It would become the most important religious symbol on the earth. And that today is the sun over a mountain range. And when you see the sun over a mountain range on all badges of legitimate authority on the earth, are always the sun rising over a mountain range. And it's called the dawn of a new day. And this is why you begin to see it being used everywhere in all religions of the earth, just as the Pharaoh was told. We people in the silver disc are going to make sure that all the world will accept this symbol of a world religion. And it does today. Today it is used all over the world. The LAPD, the fire department, the sheriff's department, all departments of authority on the earth, no matter what country you are in, will always have a sunrise over a mountain range. And the sunrise of our mountain range is the Akhenaten symbol. And this is why the Jews tell us that the word we could use is Tetragrammaton. The Aton is a sun god. So the Jews have been worshiping the sun forever from the very beginning. So if the Jews are worshiping the sun, the Tetragrammaton, and the Aton is the sun god of Egypt, then that tells me that the Jews who are worshiping the sun have now got us. We're so ignorant, we're being told to worship the sun. So we go to church on Sunday. And this is why it's called S-U-N Day, because it is the worship of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And we say that Jesus is the light of the world. Well, of course Jesus is the light of the world, because he's God's son. And the sun lights up the earth of the world. And so therefore the sun not only lights up the earth so we can see where to go and what to do, but it also represents the spiritual implications of the sun. This is why we say things like today, oh, it just dawned on me what you're talking about. What do you mean, what dawned on you? The sun dawned on you.
Yeah.
And so therefore, again, it's just a part of the lie that we've been told for all these many, many years. And I wish I could show you some of the pictures I have sent and pictures I have been collecting for the last 50 years.
Well, you've sent quite a few to me. If you look in Jordan's name under columnists, you'll find a lot of imagery that he sent. And I found a picture of a god mooning us, laughing at us, with his shirt up and pants down. All you have to do... And I just did this. Thanks, Mr. Weaver, for sending this in. You do a simple search for the creation
image
of the sun. Or here, just the creation of the sun, comma, moon, and plants. The creation of the sun, moon, and plants. And it brings up that particular fresco or whatever painting of Michelangelo's on the ceiling. Yeah, pretty wild.
Yep. And that's, we've been looking at that for how many years? And they have been kissing the feet of the saint in the Vatican, Saint Peter, known as Papa, not Peter. And Peter, the scripture says, Jesus said, I am going to build my church on the rock. Upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Well, the word rock is a Greek word, which means Petra. And so if you go to the land of Jordan, and in the country of Jordan, there's a city called Petra.
Yes,
and
there
Petra
is.
Was, and it was featured, Petra was featured in Indiana Jones, and the Last Crusade, Petra was in the Last Crusade. It showed how Indiana Jones goes into the Temple of Petra, not Peter. P-E-T-E-R is one word. Petra is totally different. Petra means a rock. And Jesus said, upon this rock I shall build my church. He built it upon the rock of Petra. Why do we say that? Because Petra was built by the Nabataeans. The Nabataeans, what we would call the earliest Arabic civilization on the earth, were the Nabataeans. And the Nabataeans built Petra. And the Nabataeans were astrology. They were worshippers of the astrology of the earth and all of the heavens around them. And so they had 12 signs of the zodiac. Well, that's the 12 apostles. Mm-hmm. And Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is spring, summer, autumn, winter. The four symbols of the sun and the life of the sun on the earth was spring, summer, autumn, winter. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And so they're all telling the story about the worship of the sun. But we're not supposed to know that. We're supposed to just go along to get along and believe whatever we're told, and we condemn to death anybody who is desisting from this kind of silly nonsense. We condemn them because we say that they're crazy. They have nothing to do with any reality. Why? Because it's called, there is a problem that we call, what is it? What's the word? When you've been born and raised into a system and they have all the belief systems, and then somebody comes along one day and tells you something that's absolutely true and can be proven true if you're interested in proving anything. It can be proven true, and yet you say that person is crazy. They're talking crazy stuff. Why? Because of cognitive dissonance. You don't want to believe something you've never, ever heard in your whole life. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a testimony to how ignorant you really are. And so that's why.
But I think everybody a little break here, I don't hold them really responsible. What choice did they have? They were born into a utterly programmed, brainwashed, incredibly long-standing world, and what chance do they have to really, some do, some can break away from that, some can become proactive and think about things rather than accept and react to things.
I totally agree. I agree with you. You're right. Therefore, we should not condemn the people because of their belief system. We should try and help them to understand the difference.
Well, you've done that for over 50 years, and then some, and
You have, and
you've been heroic about it. It's very sad when you think about it, because we do have, we can get corny and call it a divine spark, but I think it's talking about the inner voice. Most babies, I think, if they were brought up to be toddlers in a nice, neutral environment, would still manifest a basic knowledge, an inner voice of right and wrong. Right and wrong. Yeah. That's taken away from children very quickly now, as soon as they're exposed to screen addiction. Right and wrong are out the window. Right is mocked as being a weakness. Wrong is praised as being shrewd, cunning, and clever.
And that's why you're successful.
Correct.
Success is based on how many people you can con in your life and what you can do for yourself with that lie. And that's what we are faced with today. All the politicians, when I say all the politicians, I don't mean all of the politicians, but most of them are all trying to do one-upmanship on everybody else. And so they don't mind lying if they have to, but they lie and they deceive. And the ones that rise to the top, the cream always rises to the top of milk. And so the ones that rise to the very top in our system are the ones who lie the best and who lie and cheat and defraud the people.
It's true. It's true. Sadly
so
true.
Therefore, sadly, it's true because we have to finally look at us and have to say to ourselves that we are the problem, not the politicians. They're just playing to your fantasies, but they are playing to you because they know they can't do anything about the mess that we're in, and we're not going to do anything about the mess we're in. And so therefore, they just tell you all kinds of wonderful stories.
Oh, they take the lead. They become totally immoral, self-aggrandizing, demonic presences on the planet, most of them.
Exactly.
They just abuse, drain, and parasitize anybody and anything they can. They're just horrible. And
so this way they don't have to worry about anybody pointing out the fact that they're liars. The politicians don't have to worry about it because anybody who tells the truth is made to be looking like a liar because the people have never heard the truth. They've never heard any of this stuff. This is what I've been up against for so many years. I have so many people who think, where does he get all of this stuff? I get it because I read. I study. I understand the world we live in and where it came from. And I know there was no ancient Israel. I know that the kings, like King Solomon, there was no King Solomon. He never existed. Solomon is S-O-L, Saul, King Saul, Om and On. Saul, Om, On. Saul is the sun, S-O-L, in Latin. Om is the symbol around in a round circle of the sun in India, which is Saul, Om, and On is the name of the city of the sun in Egypt. Look it up in the dictionary. O-N is the name of a city of the sun. The Greeks called it the city of the sun, Om. So King Saul Om-On was a sun king. The sun king of France was a sun king. And his son, S-O-N, and therefore the pyramid, the great pyramid of Egypt, not the one in the middle, not the tallest one, but the one in front of it is called the Great Pyramid. The Great Pyramid of Egypt is Saul Om-On's temple. Because when you walk in a dark room, you flip on a light switch, it's called On. Because On was the city of the sunlight. And this is why God's sun is the light of the world. It's just an incredible story that it takes me 8 to 10 hours to go through all of this stuff. And it's very difficult to do in just a few minutes, but at least it makes it understandable that we have bought into a miserable lie, deception, and therefore there's no one coming back to save us. Jesus, I say, it is very difficult for me to imagine Jesus coming back. Because we're told in religions where Jesus is going to be coming back soon. And I think to myself, what do you mean coming back? How in the world do you make a big comeback when you've never been anywhere to start with? And so this is my feeling. What were you going to say?
Finish your thought.
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, how do you make a big comeback when you've never been anywhere to start with?
Good question.
Jesus will not be coming back because he was never here to start with. The whole story is based on a conglomerate of people who have lived in the world, and the Jewish religion gives us an idea by the tetragrammaton. The name for their god is tetragrammaton. Tetra is four. Gram is the word, gram is a letter, like A, B, C, D is a letter. Tetragram, that gives us our word grammar. Tetragrammaton. Four Hebrew letters placed inside of a sun. And you go to any Jewish house of worship, and you will see on the altar, you will see a round sun. S-U-N. Mm-hmm. And inside the sun will be four Hebrew letters, which is tetragrammaton, which is the word for the worship of the sun god, Aton, tetragrammaton. And so Judaism is nothing more than this worship of the sun. Well, yeah, but I can see why that goes back to the beginning of the world. Because it was always known that the sun was the most beautiful celestial presence in the whole universe. In the whole world, there was nothing like today's sun. He was out, and we say that Jesus was the light of the world. Well, of course the sun is the light of the world. What else lights this world if not the sun? And he's coming back. We know he's coming back. Of course he's coming back.
Every morning, right?
Every morning about 5:30 he comes back. He chases away. When he comes back, he always chases away the prince of darkness. The devil is referred as the prince of darkness. Because why? Because darkness was always known to be a good word that you could use for ignorance. So if you were in the dark, you're in nighttime, you're in the dark, and therefore the prince of darkness is the devil because he keeps you in the dark. You've been in the dark all your life. So if you hear that there was no Jesus, immediately we think that that's a crazy lunacy. Why? Because we've never heard it before. And obviously, this is obvious that you are the most, not you, but the audience, you are the most intelligent, well-informed, highly educated man or woman on the earth. And whatever it is you say you believe, that's because it's the truth. And so why would you want to say that there was no Jesus? Because everybody knows there was. Why do you know it? Because we were all born into a system that told us that we have to believe. And therefore the church has been getting away with some of the most incredible, lofty criminality that has ever happened on the earth.
And biggest shakedown of all.
Everybody. They just rip off everybody. And so if you sold your mother's home and give the money to the church, good. You're making it stronger. You're making it even stronger. And therefore, you just keep giving money to the church and bowing down and giving your money to the church and putting your boy on the altar. And if he is a part of some kind of a misuse.
That's amazing, all this.
Yeah.
It's all...
It's an altar boy.
What do we get from the Bible that is worth our time in terms of a code of living? We've got the Ten Commandments, we've got the Golden Rule. Beyond that, it's just a big, long convoluted story.
Yeah. And therefore, you don't really get anything from the Bible except the Bible and the New Testament is the greatest story ever told. My mother used to use a belt on me when I'd tell a story, meaning you're lying, you're telling a story. And so therefore, the Bible is the greatest story ever told, the greatest story ever told. And therefore, it's the greatest lie that's ever been perpetrated.
Where does mankind go, Jordan, to invest him and herself into a spiritual code of living? Where is that to be found, if not within?
It's called JordanMaxwellShow.com.
Okay.
If you want to know the dark side of history, just go to my website. And there you will see a website being advertised. It's called the Jordan Maxwell Research Society. And click on that research button, and it will take you to another website called Jordan Maxwell's Research Website. And join that website. And when you join, then you have access to all of the years of research I've been doing for so many years. And you will see all the different subjects, and they're all in different folders. And you click on the folder, and you'll see all the different hundreds of pictures and
Very
documents.
Good.
Everything
all
right. that all right. you need to get okay. your head straight.
All right. Again, JordanMaxwellShow.com. Then look for the Research Society. It's there. Thank you, Jordan. Talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right.
Always happy to be on the program
okay.
with you.
Stay well. All righty. All right. There he is, the one and only, Mr. Jordan Maxwell.